When it comes to blood pressure drugs, ACE inhibitors like benazepril, captopril, and ramipril are the most commonly prescribed medications to treat hypertension with few serious side effects. A group of medical researchers from several Canadian universities wanted to know if patients on ACE inhibitors were more at risk of developing lung cancer compared to those on a different group of blood pressure drugs called ARBs, which include candesartan, losartan, and valsartan. After analyzing primary care records for about a million patients and accounting for factors that potentially could influence their findings, such as smoking, age, weight, and sex, researchers found ACE inhibitors were associated with a 14% relative increase in lung cancer compared with ARBs. Dr. Nagesh Jayaram, a medical oncologist at Southeastern Medical Oncology in Jacksonville, says some of his patients are worried about the study's headlines.
So I've been hearing from some of my patients, you know, this question on whether I should be switching my blood pressure medication or should I stop taking my blood pressure medication totally.
Jayaram says the study's findings are concerning, but when considering the true relative lung cancer risk to an individual, the difference between ACE inhibitors and ARBs, in his opinion, was slight.
When they're actually talking about the number of cases, the cases was the difference of 1.2 cases per 1,000 versus 1.6 cases per 1,000. So it's not even a whole case percentage point increase.
Even though the study suggests only a small percentage of people taking ACE inhibitors will eventually develop lung cancer, the numbers are important because of the abundant use of medications worldwide. Some physicians find the information compelling.
You've got to pay attention. We have to pay attention to the study. Now, does that mean we need to go out and tell everybody to come off ACE inhibitors? Absolutely not.
Dr. Paul Bowen is the professor and chair of the Department of Internal Medicine at the Brody School of Medicine in Greenville. He says other factors may have contributed to an increase in lung cancer.
I think one of the things they spoke to in this trial that's very important is ACE inhibitors cause coughs. And so anytime somebody has a cough, you eventually get a chest x-ray. And we find things incidentally that we would have not found before. And so there may be some other reasons behind why there was an increase in the detection of lung cancer.
The study found lung cancer risk for patients who used ACE inhibitors for 5 years increased 22% compared to those who took ARBs. The risk was increased to more than 30% for patients who used ACE inhibitors for a decade. Researchers say this is likely caused by a buildup of a protein-like chemical called bradykinin, which has been known to stimulate growth of lung cancer cells.
So if you have a causal path and you double the exposure, if you will, going from 5 to 10 years, this is one of the parts of the study that concerns me in that we need to listen to this data and look at it further. There's physiology behind their finding. You know, if we'd seen a risk at 5 years but not at 10 years, that wouldn't have made sense. But that there was a progression over time is more concerning.
Since the study was observational, it couldn't prove that ACE inhibitors actually caused lung cancer. Associate clinical professor at Brody School of Medicine, Dr. Clint Parker, hopes the study opens the door for more research examining how socioeconomic status, family history, diet, and other factors influence results. At this time, he says he's not changing the way he prescribes blood pressure medication.
In medicine, you're always having to weigh risk versus benefits. That's just part of the gig. And so, you know, certainly in the back of my mind, it's provocative, and I think there needs to be more sort of exploration of this association. But at this point, I don't know that the evidence kind of raises to a point where I would sort of take definitive action and start taking people off of these medicines based on the fact that there's a lot of good data that they do a lot of good.
What we do know is without medications like ACE inhibitors, people with high blood pressure face an increased risk of heart attack, stroke, or kidney failure. Those patients who are concerned about the link between ACE inhibitors and lung cancer are always encouraged to talk with their doctor about the possibility of switching medications. Although that could call into question other blood pressure medication studies, some of which have tied ARBs to an increased risk of developing cancer. One thing physicians all agree on is that the benefits of blood pressure medications far outweigh any potential risks. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.